not sacking people, it's standing down people.
So what does that mean exactly?
Well, we have under our industrial agreements, based upon changing of the supply and the processing numbers, the ability to stand people down. But this is not a long-term decision. Unfortunately, we've had to make this call, and hopefully we can be back processing to full capacity as soon as possible.
I believe staff were told, you know, last week. Have the changes already been made?
They'll be progressively being made over coming days. From my understanding, JBS is not the only processing company that's taking this course of action. There's others in the industry who are also cutting their production as well. We've been very successful with our Great Southern brand in South Australia and in Southern Australia. We're not walking away from the lamb industry, as some are reporting, and I think that's quite mischievous, what I'm seeing in the press. I'm here to say on behalf of JBS, you know, we're here for the long haul in terms of supporting the high-quality producer, especially in South Australia and the southern part of the country. And people have got to understand, and I'm sure producers do, that even with the spread of domestic and international customers, lamb internationally is still a niche product in demand terms.
The setup at Bordertown, there's been a lot of money invested in that facility. So is this disappointing for the company at this stage?
These are unfortunately the challenges the processing sector owners face. You know, we continue to adapt our business to changing conditions, whether through contraction or expansion.
Southeast stock agent Richard Harvey wasn't surprised to hear about JBS's decision. He says the region's lamb supply has undoubtedly been reduced following one of the driest springs on record.
You know, feed became a major issue, and it started basically back in September 14th. And people have offloaded, you know, ewes and lambs and haven't carried them through. I know myself, I, you know, generally trade a fair few lambs. Those numbers are well down on my previous years, but there's not the feed there, and there's not the confidence there at the moment to buy the feed to do a job on the lambs. I know processors, they're just getting their kills, but they haven't got a big forward supply in front of them.
And that would make sense that, you know, the two sites that are affected are Bordertown and in Melbourne. And, you know, much of Victoria has faced the same challenges.
Yeah, I mean, look, it probably goes a bit wider. You've also got TFI at Murray Bridge, you've got ALC at Colac, and I think they're also, you know, struggling to get supplies out of these zones, which would normally be their major supply areas.
As we've heard, an abattoir in Dubbo has also closed its doors for at least a week because there is a supply shortage. Do you see other processors around here doing the same in the next, you know, few weeks?
I can see processors having extended shutdowns. But the only ramifications of that for them, you know, we've got to look at the big picture here. Your workforce element is a very big factor. And if they are long-term shutdowns, people just move and go to another job or another work somewhere else where they can keep the cash flow going. Because in that meat industry, they don't get paid if they're not working.
So what does that mean in terms of that whole chain of events?
Well, it should be a supply and demand market at the present time where prices should be going up. But as we've seen in the last 3 weeks, where supply has become tight, the prices actually haven't been moving. You know, we're still looking at a hooks price that hasn't shifted now for probably 3 to 4 weeks. I mean, I'm not an exporter. Only going what I hear is that they are having trouble shifting product out of value at the present time. You know, we're in a better position last year where we were getting $5.80 or $6 for lamb and a dollar parity. Now we're at $5.40 and a dollar at 78 or 9 cents. We should be probably getting better. But they're saying that overseas markets have dropped their price as well because the dollar exchange.
Can we just compare this situation to beef? Because we've seen prices go crazy for beef, but we've also seen that demand there. So why the difference between these two proteins?
I would say because lamb isn't a world-traded commodity like beef is, and at the present time, there's large demand for beef on the world market and is probably a more widely everyday-eaten meat, whereas lamb's not an everyday-eaten meat around the rest of the world compared to Australia. You know, especially the American market and the certain European offal markets are going very well, which has caused that job to move.
Any markets in particular that really shape our prices in Australia? Do we export a lot of our lamb to America?
We send a percentage to America, but, you know, you've got New Zealand that's competing against us as well. America's probably the main market in the EU and England. So here we are going back to the old saying, if we can get every Chinaman to buy one sock, we wouldn't have a wool issue. If we get every Chinaman to eat one chop, we wouldn't have a lamb issue.
So what the lamb industry needs is excitement and some marketing over in places like China.
Well, I think we do need that, but we also need consistent supply. This shortage, if it's going to cause slowdowns, that also probably damages our export markets to the degree that we haven't got a regular product going out of the country on a regular basis.
And do you foresee this turning around in the near future? What are you predicting for the months ahead?
Meat processors can't control the flock in Australia. It's up to the graziers. You know, if they're going to put the tractor back in the shed and go and buy a flock of sheep and run lambs, that's what will lift the market. And I can tell you, I spoke to a processor the other day, and probably about 65% of their mutton kill at the moment is pregnant ewes. So that's giving you an indication that, you know, graziers at the present time are not putting breeding stock out. And that's what's having an effect, I think.